And I then started to look for a job as well and went and had an interview at the Ardath Tobacco Company in Broadwater Road. And I got the job. I was a clerk to Miss Hilliard, who was the forelady. This was in the packing room. And it was the old Wellin film studio, Ardath Tobacco Company. They came down from London. Up there, they were the Imperial Tobacco Company. And they packed cigarettes, which were 3.5s and 3.7s. And that's where I started in February. We had half hour for lunch. We worked from 8 to 5.30. And we used to have to clock in and clock out. On Fridays, we finished at 4 o'clock. We had a half hour for lunch and we were given a packet of cigarettes to take away with us. I can't remember how much I got paid, but we used to have Keep Fit every Monday evening to Eileen Fowler's script. And they would have trips out to the coast during the summertime. But I didn't go on these at all. But I enjoyed my time there. And then that was February 5th. And then I became pregnant in February 59. And I left there in September 59 and had twins that were born at Pear Tree Maternity Hospital. They gave me a lovely goodbye, and I had a lovely quilt to put on the cots for the children. But I enjoyed my time there. They were a nice bunch of girls. And yeah, it was smashing. And then that was it for a little while. And then in 1957, I then had an interview at Wellin Department Store to be a clerk to the cosmetic buyer, which again, I enjoyed my time there. Mr. Griffin was the director and Miss Case was the cosmetic buyer. And we used to get 10% discount. They belonged to the Western Biscuit Company. They also had Cresta Silks, the factory, in the building as well, because you weren't allowed to have factories over this side of the town in those days. And there was a flower shop, a garden section, a chemist, an eye lure. They also had a factory here in the Garden City. They worked for the film studios in London. They were the Alcott brothers. And then I was 57, yes, about 58. She then asked me if I would like to be her assistant buyer there. And I said, yes, I would like to be that. And that's where I then went on to. But by this time, I was having problems, what was this, 70, 71, with the twins with their backs. And I had to then go and get a part-time job. So I left there and went and worked for Danish Bacon because it was just part-time. And that was... But my time, it was lovely at Wellin Stores. Good bunch of people. Mm. Yeah, it was smashing. Mm. And that.
Yeah. So you mentioned the 10% discount.
Yeah. Staff discount.
Yes. Did you have any... Were there other benefits? There was a staff canteen?
Yes. The general staff used to use a staff canteen, but the buyers were allowed to use the restaurant.
Oh.
Yes, they used to go up there for their tea, lunch and coffee breaks. Yes. Yeah, but we had the canteen. And there again, we clocked in and out. And that, smashing times there.
Yeah. Mm. And going back to your time with Ardath Tobacco. Tell me more about Keep Fit with Eileen Fowler.
Oh, yeah, Eileen Fowler. On a Monday evening, yes, it was smashing. I suppose there were about 10 or 12 of us. They used to leave us sandwiches from the restaurant there, and we used to have those. I suppose that was about an hour.
Yes, and that was on the premises?
On the premises, up in the canteen.
Right.
Yes, that was, yes.
Yes. So did you have Eileen Fowler with you?
I don't know, no, I wouldn't say we did.
Right.
But it was certainly to her records, and I don't know who, I can't remember the lady's name that used to tell us what to do.
Yes,
and what have you, but yes.
Yeah, now that sounds fascinating.
Oh, it was lovely, you know.
And what did you do with your cigarettes at the end of the week?
Kept them up and gave them to my dad, because I didn't smoke.
Yeah.
And so when I went down to see my mum and dad, who lived in Dover, just outside Dover, I used to collect them and take them down to him.
A nice present.
And I used to go down probably twice a year.
Yes.
And see them.
Yeah.
And he was very appreciative.
Yes.
Cigarettes.
You said you were buying cosmetics for Welland Department.
Yeah, I was her assistant buyer. I used to.
So what did that involve?
That used to be when the rep used to come in with all his things, and she said, "Come on, Teresa." Well, they used to call me Terry. Come and have a look. What do you think? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? And she let me have my say. What was going to be bought?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose being that bit younger,
Yes.
Get both sides of the...
Yes,